Michael Honig trying to play it forward. He manages to win a throw off Stephen Sessegnon, and Czech Republic have a throw in just inside their own half. It just seems a little bit rushed at the moment from Czech Republic. England seemingly have a lot more energy than the visitors this afternoon. Anytime Czech Republic try and pick up a bit of possession, just as we've seen now, England very quickly to win it back. Although they could lose it here, and Czech Republic trying to come forward. Shot driven at goal, and it's found the far corner. It's a wonderful strike. Jakub Selnar from 25 yards out rifles a shot to the right side of Josip Bursic, who tried to get there, couldn't get there. And Czech Republic, with their first shot of the game, lead 1-0.
Yeah, I mean, it's a really good strike from outside the box, probably 20 yards. He's just got a yard of space, and we were saying, just a bit of bad marking there from, I think it was number 5 England, Gwehi, header, and it came back into the path of Selnar. He took a few steps forward, found that room of space, and hit it into the top corner. There's no stopping that shot.
Reaction now needed from Keith Downing's side. Morgan Gibbs-White trying to play forward, across the halfway line. Angel Gomez now plays it through to Saka. He's beaten his man for pace. Here's Saka bearing down on goal. Instant reply from England. Great finish that from Bukayo Saka. Across goal into the far top corner. Bear down on goal. Kept his composure. And it's a beautiful finish from England's number 11. And how about that for a response? England 1, Czech Republic 1.
Two brilliant strikes in the space of a minute, really, Sam. I think they always say that when you score a goal, you're at your most vulnerable. And that proved the case for the Czech defence there. Well, he had a lot of space there, did Sacco, on that left-hand side, inside left channel. And his left-foot shot went into the far corner, similar at the other end to the Czech goal.
Saka plays a 1-2 with Gibbs-White, returns it to Saka if he can keep it in play, which he can. On his left foot on the byline, can he pick out a cross? Sets it back for Gallagher, first time shot drilled low and into the corner. Might have taken a deflection there, Conor Gallagher. But England are in front for the first time. It was set back to him by Bukayo Saka, a first time shot from Gallagher. It must have taken a deflection, it trickled into the bottom left hand corner. And it's a goal for England, they lead 2-1.
Yeah, Sam, I think Gwehi's probably claiming that. I think it came off Gwehi at the end. He just got a touch. Whether he meant to deflect that into the net or not, I don't know. It's a possibility the keeper might have saved it had he not done that. And I think it's Gwehi alongside Gallagher that are claiming that goal, with a really good assist again from Saka.
Poveda turns on the ball inside his own half, makes his way into the Czech Republic half, plays it forward to Gomez, who turns really well, driving forward now. Angel Gomez sets up Saka on the left side of the box. Really good chance for Saka, driven across goal and into the far corner. And England lead by 3-1, a second of the game for Bukayo Saka. It was a wonderful break from England. Great turn from Gomez, teed up Saka, plenty of time, plenty of space, and drilled an effort across goal into the far corner. England 3, Czech Republic 1.
Yeah, excellent play from Gomez in the middle of the pitch there. He got the ball and he'd no right to keep hold of that ball. And he turned his man and he got his back into the defender, got away from him. Saka just sent him away on the left-hand side. Took 5 yards of space. He ran into it, speed did the rest, and a shot into the far corner, really accurate.
Can England work an opportunity for a fourth goal? Czech Republic back in numbers. Gallagher plays it across to Morgan Gibbs-White, stops on the ball, plays it out towards the right channel. Now a chance for Tarik Lamptey to drive forward for England, and he has done inside the penalty box. Low cross, which has been tapped home by Danny Loader. And England do have that fourth goal, and if it wasn't over before, it certainly is now. Very good positive run from Tarik Lamptey. Pulled it across, and Danny Loader with a well-deserved goal for England. And with just over 5 minutes left to play, it's England under-19s 4, Czech Republic under-19s 1.
Is that injection of pace again on the right-hand side this time? Lamptey did really well. Just a clean pair of heels showed the defender. A really positive cross low, and Loader just got a toe into it. And it's nestled in the back of the net for a 4-1 lead and game over. Appiah's had a couple of really strong 50-50 challenges that he's come out on top of, and that was another case in point. I think just a bit of frustration that the Czechs are showing. Not surprisingly, they're wanting to win the group as much as England, I'm sure, and that's final whistle.
Yeah, full-time whistle gone at St George's Park, and England have made a winning start to their UEFA Under-19 Championship Elite Qualifying Round Group 2. Tarik Lamptey set up striker Danny Loader to add a fourth for England in the final 5 minutes to really put the icing on the cake for Keith Downing's side, who needed to get off to a winning start, and they've done just that. They've beaten Czech Republic by 4-1.